This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. It's the 7 o'clock hour, so we've only been here for an hour, so we got plenty of time. So if you do have some questions, we're here to answer them for you. Before the break, we were talking with Lorraine. Lorraine was before Louise. Louise, I apologize. So we started to talk about a few things. Why don't you bring the question back to us so everybody who's just joining us can hear your questions, and then we can build on the answer for you.
Okay. I'm wondering when and how to propagate the milkweed.
Okay. So the milkweed itself, once it starts to form into the pods, right, it's building the seeds, right? So that's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what has do you already have the seeds pulled out? Have you done all those things, or are they still on the plants? Where are we with the plant at your house?
Okay, they were recently planted about a week ago, and I haven't pulled any of the seeds out.
Okay.
I haven't done any of that, no.
Okay, so they've started to form the seed pods, though?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Before they were even planted, they had seed pods.
Perfect. Okay. So you already have the pods ready to go. Now, they're not ready to go. They're on the plant themselves.
Correct.
So it's a good time to start, harvesting, if you will, the seeds. Okay. So
okay.
The pods you're going to open up, and you're going to start to remove them from the pod. You're also going to notice that they have little hairs attached to them.
Right.
So little hairs. So the best way to do it, excuse me, is, get a jar, something along those lines, and put it underneath your working space that you're on. Then try to clean as many of the seeds into that jar as possible. Right? We're looking to not keep that little hair, right,
okay,
that's on there. You just want to keep the seeds.
All
right. The thing about it is, so there's a couple things. Sometimes the seed pods might be green, and that's okay. Sometimes they turn brown. So the pod itself, either time is okay to do. All right.
Okay.
If it's easy to kind of break them apart, you can kind of twist them and they open up. You want to make sure
they're go ahead. Sort of open now.
Yeah. Perfect. So this
brown.
Is an even better time. Perfect. So from there, you're going to, like I said, open it up, pinch the seeds, and try to break them off of that hair. They call it a floss, right?
Okay.
And you work your way down, and you'll end up with a pile of seeds, right? You don't need that hair from it. You can just get rid of that. You just need the seeds.
Okay.
From there, you want to clean them up a bit. You want to make sure all of the all of that hair is gone and cleaned up.
Okay.
Sometimes what people will do is just fill the container with water, allow everything to kind of float, and then you can kind of drain it out that way.
Oh, okay.
All right. There's a couple things. You could, just kind of store them for the winter. You can store them in a cool, dry place until you're ready.
Okay, in a paper bag.
Yeah, you can put them in a paper bag. Yeah, definitely. Right?
Yep.
And then in the spring, when you go to plant them, you want to have that cold stratification happen. That cold stratification is putting them in to the, refrigerator for a couple of weeks. Right?
Okay.
Allowing them to have a cold process. Having them so they kind of just, they go through the process, getting ready to form, roots, all those things.
Okay.
And then from there, you can plant them, in seed starting kits or in containers. The time to really put them out in the, in the ground, I would say, wouldn't be until May, right?
Okay, yeah.
More so because of the fact that, temperature-wise, right? Frosts, everything. So these are ones that you could start indoors. You could start them, anytime in the spring and get them more established. So once once it's time for them to go outside, you can just plant them and feel good about them starting. Or you can start them late. This is something where if you're just trying to fill an area, do what you want with it. Sky's kind of the limit. This isn't one that says, all right, you have to do it on this date and this date, right?
Okay.
You could even, if you wanted to and you had enough space and, you could do it now, but you wouldn't be able to plant them till next year. So, you know what I mean? So I'm not saying you have to wait till this date to start producing them. Having them planted, but the best case scenario in all of this is to wait till spring starts, do the cold stratification process of about, 2 to 3 weeks in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And then bring them out, put them into a nice light seed starting type soil. Allow them to grow in there. They'll start to form, start to do their growth. And then once, the last frost about hits, then you can put them outside, kind of the same time as that mandevilla, right?
Okay.
As the ground, as the weather starts to turn, we don't have a frost coming, right?
Okay.
Where the frost is going to, kick back a little bit. The milkweed would do better than the mandevilla by getting hit by a frost, but it will stunt it a bit. It'll slow its process down. So that's what you got to keep an eye out for. Now, in this area, usually the last frost date is like May 20th. But you'll be able to kind of tell if it's earlier or not. Like this past year, you can see the temperatures just warmed up early. And May 20th was not the last frost. It was probably beginning of May.
Yes.
So it'd be the same thing with the mandevilla as well. And what I would also suggest doing is at that time that you're noticing the weather warm up, maybe bringing the plants outside during the day.
And
then at night, when it gets too cool, bringing them inside. What you're starting to do is harden them off.
Okay.
They're starting to feel the temperatures outside. They're starting to get used to it. You bring them inside to protect them for that too cold. And then bring them out the next day when it's warm enough. A lot of, that's a lot how a lot of greenhouse growers will do, if they're growing perennials in a greenhouse. They will start to open the doors during the day and not have the heat on. They'll open up the sides sometimes because some greenhouses can roll up on the sides to allow cooler air in. And then at night, they shut it, keep the temperatures, you know, not too hot. So it's like it doesn't like bring it back from like 50 degrees to like 80. It's the in-between. They're slowly hardening the plants off to be ready for that season. And then going forward with the milkweed, you won't need to bring them indoors in the fall, but you'll be able to start new pods as well.
Great, great. I was all set to chop off a branch and put it in water. So thank you so much for this information.
No problem. I mean, so the other thing is you could do the pods, and then you could cut off a branch, put it in water, allow it to root, and plant it that way, but you'd have to keep it indoors for the entire, you know, winter period.
Cuttings
is another way to do it, right? Take a cutting. You could put some rooting hormone on the base, and plant it directly into soil, or you could cut it, put it into water, let it form those roots, then put it into a container. I mean, there's a lot of options out there when it comes to, cuttings or reproducing plants. You know, there's a number of options, so you could try both. I mean, if you have the space and time, why not? You know, that's what part of gardening is trial and error. That we get some of these things based on so many different people trying something, and it works. So
great.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for all this information. I appreciate it.
No problem, Louise. You have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Get back. More of your question and answer. Back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're kind of just getting started. We're only an hour and 20-something minutes in. So, still got plenty of time if you have some questions or kind of just getting up. Like I said earlier, this morning you kind of look outside and you see that it's still dark out. And you're like, all right, do I have to get up? I'm there with you. Anyways, so I saw somebody doing something to some shrubs and trees the other day that I almost did something that my father used to do, and I can't do that. My father, if he saw something that somebody was doing wrong on the side of the road, he would pull over and be like, hey, you might not want to do that to your plants. Now, I'm not, identical to that, but I came close. Now, I was driving my daughter to school a couple days ago, and I'm driving by a house, and I notice that somebody was treating their Rose of Sharon, so the flowering Rose of Sharon at this time of year, or it's pretty much done at this point, treating them like a hedge when he was cutting them. And it was like a automatic power hedge clipper. These plants were nice and gorgeous and full, and they were showing, tons of different color all year, or all season, really. And I look over, and he is cutting them like it's a hedge. I almost drove off the road, I'll tell you. But let me say this. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, is cutting the trees like that or anything. Now, I'm going to explain why, right? I understand cutting hedges 100%. I'm 100% with you. I get it. Of why hedges need to be cleaned. Now, first off, Rose of Sharon shouldn't be treated like a hedge. It's not a hedge. Let it go. Just do what Elsa does. Let it go. Anyways, hedge pruning, what does it do to branches? It rips branches instead of cutting it, right? It causes irregular cuts on plants, causing the callus that forms over it to not be a nice clean cut. And so sometimes what you'll start to notice is dieback in those areas. Now, the new growth that comes out of it starts to form irregularly. It doesn't just form in a natural way because there's rips to it. You'll notice it more on yews than anything when you use hedge trimmers. You'll notice like a little strand of bark left over. And from there, all of a sudden, you'll start to see dead growth around it. It's because we're using those hedge trimmers to just cut through everything. Now, I'm not saying don't use hedge trimmers. What I'm saying is, yeah, if you want to use them. But then after the fact, go through and clean up some of the bad cuts. It's a little bit more work, but your plants will be more beneficial and more and will benefit from it. Right? So I just couldn't believe it. I almost pulled a Paul Parent on there and pulled over and said, hey, you don't know what you're doing. Please don't do that. I'm not going to lie. It was a landscape truck that was there. I kind of felt bad, too. And I knew my daughter would be like, what are you doing, Dad? So I did not do it. But just think about it when you're cleaning your shrubs that you form into hedges. I'm okay with you using hedge trimmers, but go back afterwards and clean up those bad cuts on there. Those cuts that leave there open up the plants to pathogens, diseases, insects, everything. You can make clean cuts, and the cuts at the right spot, that's the other thing. Because when we make some of those cuts on the shrubs that, you know, have gaps in between the leaf buds, and you cut it right below one, there's a lot of space there with dead growth, and it's not a clean-looking plant later. Just think about it. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We get back more question and answer. We'll do what we can to help you out on your garden today. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
The number of confirmed fatalities from Hurricane Ian has rose to at least 44, most of them in Lee County, Florida. Lee County bore the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane. The death toll is expected to climb as floodwaters recede and search teams are able to reach areas initially cut off by the storm. Meanwhile, Orlean off the Mexico's Pacific coast strengthens into a hurricane. The storm's maximum sustained winds were near 70 miles per hour. The weather agency noted that, quote, steady strengthening is expected through Sunday. Gun rights groups and firearm owners have launched another attempt to overturn Connecticut's ban on certain semi-automatic rifles. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have three lovely strawberry plants sitting in pots. They're still looking nice, but I'm wondering, is it possible to plant them in a garden box that's above the ground? So, you know, it's one of those boxes with legs.
Yeah. So it is possible. The one thing I would look for you to do is the protection for the winter is going to be the imperative for it, right? So there's a couple things we can do. Now, that planting box, is it one where you can kind of move it around easily? Or is it kind of stationary?
Yes, because it's not too heavy yet. I don't have any soil in it. I have some this and that's in it, but
perfect.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a little trickier to move around when it's full of soil, but
exactly.
It's not a huge one.
Okay, now is it one that is elevated pretty high, or how far off the ground is it?
Well, it's sort of, you know, waist high.
Waist high. Okay. So the. You know, the big thing is protection of the soil and the plant itself. Now, that can be done by, you know, placing some straw or salt marsh hay over the top of the plants to hold it into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep a layer of it over the top. The the thing that makes me nervous is with it being above ground like that, the soil is exposed to the freeze-thaw aspect, right? So it can, you know, the sun can come out during the day, the roots can warm up, and then at night it freezes. That's what makes me nervous. But adding that straw or salt marsh hay over the top can definitely help them being insulated and keeping them at that temperature. You know, it'll be harder for you. So one of my initial thoughts before getting to where we're at this point was, all right, move it to one spot so it's kind of protected, then move it back out. But once you've filled it with soil in the plant, then it's going to be too hard to move. So, you know, I just worry a little bit about the root system that is close to the outside of the container. That being said, you haven't planted them yet. There's not going to have a huge root system. So the first season, you know, of overwintering, you might not see a lot of it being affected because the roots are more towards the center of there. They kind of have a nice coating around them of the soil to protect them so it'll freeze. You know, the one thing that you really want to do is to make sure that you water the plants in there until the ground freezes, right? So the plant will need it to help survive throughout the winter. They're smaller plants. They're not huge, so they need to store it up. And so by doing this, it's going to help them get through the winter a little bit easier so that the root system isn't dried out. Adding the mulch or the soil or, you know, straw, salt marché, any of those things around the top of it is going to help benefit it. Now, what could happen in the years to come is maybe a little bit of dieback on some of the root system, but it just take a little bit longer to develop the next season. Unless you're using this as just an overwintering process and then put them in the ground next year, up to you, or put them back into a container. I just get a little nervous on the outside of it. Right. So if there's any way that you can kind of protect it, great. You know, it might not be, look great, but one thing you could do, say you get a Christmas tree, right? Take the Christmas tree and place it underneath the base of it at the, after the season, is, you know, after the Christmas season, if you use the Christmas tree, that's going to kind of cover the base of it so that it will have like the same temperature that kind of blocks the wind from underneath. And maybe that helps keep the temperature at the same. Right. So it's protecting the cold air from coming up from underneath it and freezing the root system. You could even cover it with the branches from the Christmas tree, if you wanted to. There's tons of options with it. I just want you to look at protecting the outside of the root system on the container if possible.
Okay. So you know those, they're brown from coconut shells. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
C-O-I-R.
Yeah, the core.
Are those okay for food? Because I have some leftover pieces I had used on my walk, and I wondered if I should put them in the bottom of the box, if that would give any added protection.
Yeah.
And I don't know how deep the soil has to be. Just as
so that core, yeah, that core is fine to use on anything edible. Right.
Okay.
A lot of people will use it in a soilless mix. It's becoming more and more popular on soilless mixes out there. You just don't realize it's in some of them. Right.
Okay.
With the price of peat moss raising, a lot of people went to this core, because it does some of the same benefits. So, I would say, you know, you're fine to use it, anything edible. So that would be fine. Add it to the soil, mix it in. It's going to loosen it up a little bit. And again, you know, the depth of it is as much soil as you can fit into that container is possible. You're not going to, you know, you leave about an inch at the top all the way around so that when you water, it doesn't just overflow immediately. You know, that type of thing. But you could definitely use it without a problem. It is becoming more and more popular. You can buy it by the brick. You can buy it by in, you know, a giant container or already mixed in.
Okay.
Okay.
One more. What I had was a quickie question is you were talking about cover crops. Is there a cover crop I could put in but I don't have to rototill in the spring?
Yeah.
Like clover or...
Well, so
red clover.
Well, so the benefit of putting a cover crop over the like a garden, right, is it keeps the nutrients in there. But what it also does in the spring is once you kind of rip it up, it doesn't affect the soil. That being said, if you wanted to put clover over the top of it, right, next spring, it's going to help bring pollinators to the garden. But just realize you might have to kind of almost weed it out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's something that is beneficial because the flowers will be able to use it. I would look more to the, well, if you want to use it as just like a seasonal, the red clover is more annual based, whereas the white clover, which you're seeing at garden centers, that white clover, is not an annual. It's more of a perennial that'll come back. It's not fully 100% perennial, but a lot of it will come back.
Does red clover smell sweet? I mean, it's a really good tea, red clover.
So I'd have to double check on the self-seeding, but when it, you know, pretty much anything that gets to seed or the pod, the flower, will go to seed. It's not as, whereas a white clover I know will, you know, seed itself by doing that. I wouldn't be surprised if the red clover would be. I just can't think off the top of my head if it does. But that being said, the red clover isn't as much of a perennial as the white clover, especially in our area in New England. New England, the white clover is the most popular because it can overwinter.
Right.
Okay. Right. So, I mean, you can use it, definitely, because the benefits of it are, you know, it gets, puts the nutrients in the soil, but what it also does is when it does flower in the spring, it'll bring pollinators to the area and help pollinate your garden. So it's not, you know, not a bad thing to do.
Yeah. I'm trying to do the no-dig naturally, you know, raised bed. So I thought if I did rye, I'd be in trouble if I'd have to rototill it.
Yeah, so the rye, yeah, it's one of those things where you're going to, the benefits of it are, yes, it gets the root system and that keeps it covered, but it's the added benefit of afterwards cutting it back and re-putting it into the soil to help add, you know, organic matter. So
when you said, so I could trim it down to the soil and still plant, or I really have to?
Yeah, no, you could. You definitely could, as long as you can kind of turn it a little bit. You know, what some people might do towards the, you know, in the, in the spring when it's starting to, you can get the mower out there, do those things. Take the mower to the vegetable garden of the rye, clean it up, make sure the bag is on it so it's low, right? So we cut it low, and then from there you can start turning it. You could use like a garden weasel or one of those like little, the handheld rototillers. And kind of break it up into there. But the grass itself is not a bad thing for the vegetable garden. It's something that's just adding organic material. It'll just break down into it. So, you know, up to you and what you want to do, either, you know, the clover or the winter rye, the clover at the end of the day might, so the winter rye is more of like an additive for the soil afterwards, whereas the clover might be beneficial for the spring when pollinators are there to help pull them towards that area a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. One quick
tip. Sure.
I have a combination blower vacuum by Works, W-O-R-X. And when the leaves come down, I've paid someone to pull them together and mow them, and we use a lot of mulch. But what we're doing this year is we're vacuuming the leaves up in smaller piles, and when you vacuum them, they turn into mulch.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yes.
No, it's definitely an added benefit. It will help the process start and go a little bit quicker for you, too, of the mulching.
Yeah, we get a ton of leaves. So we're going to try to do it in stages this time.
No, that's perfect, because I do know that some of the, you know, I have a small version of it that you can't really do big piles. But it breaks it up, and it almost creates that. If you can get the piles and then, you know, if you don't want to use it for the plants, anything you have left over, you know, start a compost pile because if they're already broken down, it's going to start breaking down quicker, even more for you.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, Pat. Well,
thank you.
Have a great rest of your day, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, well, it's light outside, but it's not sunny. It's still cloudy. We had some rain yesterday in this area that helped bring back some of that moisture to the soil. Hopefully, it's helping your gardens, your lawns, as it has mine. My lawn in my backyard has started to pop back up for a couple weeks now. It's really starting to turn green and working its way back into better levels. I'm looking at, I pulled up the drought map, and there's still parts of Essex County that are in really extreme drought, but in Middlesex County, Norfolk, Suffolk County, those areas have started to gotten better, right? They're only in a severe drought. And then actually parts of the Cape are becoming a moderate drought, so that's better. So we'll keep going with this. Anyways, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Graham. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I have an impatient plant I brought in. How do I keep it for the winter?
Okay. So it's just a regular impatient, right? Not a New Guinea. It's just an impatient.
Just an impatient, as far as I know. It's got little red flowers, pinkish red flowers.
Perfect. So there's a couple things you can do to keep it indoors. Now, have you already brought it indoors, or was it one where you're just going to bring indoors and you're just looking to know what to do for it?
I just brought it in about half an hour ago.
Okay, perfect. So, in order to keep them...
Margaret, turn down your radio.
So, in order to keep them going, what I'd like to see you do is keep them in a, you know, sunny window to keep them healthy. You know, you can kind of just keep them in the pot for the winter and kind of just let them sit there. You don't need to do a lot to it. We're not looking for you to, you know, fertilize heavily, you know, cut back a little bit on the watering at certain time, you know, going into the months of December, January, February. And as they start to kind of wake up, then you can bring them back. That's fine. You know, they don't really, there's not a lot you have to do with them other than kind of take care of them the same way that you would take care of a houseplant, right? So what some people will do will, at this point, they will cut back the plant and kind of trim it back to the point so it's easier to use indoors and easier to leave in the area. I was thinking of the New Guinea impatient in my head. The impatient there, you don't want to keep in a full sun window, right? So you want to keep it so it's going to get tons of direct light, more of a shady window. So maybe like a north-facing window so that it doesn't get too hot and stretch and all those things. Because impatients like to have filtered sun, not, direct full sun. So north-facing window, make sure that the window that you place it in doesn't have a draft coming through in any of those areas, because the draft in there can shock it and really harm it, because most impatiens are considered annuals. They don't come back year after year. So when the frost hits them, it kind of kills them. So we don't want the cold air hitting them from the windows. So make sure that's protected. And keep it away from like a very like heavy heated area. An area that might be like near like a fireplace or the heater, something like that. You don't want to put it there because it'll dry out very quickly and can cause it to, want to push for growth. What you would do from there is in the spring, late April, early May, that time frame, that's when you can start bringing it back outdoors and getting it ready for the next season. So there's some options there. We just need to get to that point. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yep, thank you. And have a wonderful week, both you guys.
You too. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Less than a minute before the break. I don't want to bring somebody on then have them drop real quick. So hang tight with me. So we're going into the 8 o'clock hour. No interviews this week, so it's just me answering your questions. So really, we got plenty of time to be answering some questions for you. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're here for another couple hours to help you with everything we can about the garden. Well, the sun's not really out. It's cloudy, but the sun's popping out. You get the idea. It's starting to warm up for the day. Just get out there. Enjoy the sun while we can. Enjoy the outside while we can. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Call us at 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.